Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing world. And it is really an amazing world. I've got a question for you all. Do you want to unlock your highest healing potential? Or, you know, it's a new year, it's a new time. What I want to let you guys know that, you know, you are not broken. You are programmable. Quantum healing is the remembrance of your wholeness. We have forgotten that. We have been duped into believing that healing is something that's just physical, but it's also multidimensional and multifaceted. And, being trained in Western medicine and being in healthcare for well over 40 years, I know that. And I bridge both worlds together. So we look at more in the work that I do is more of possibilities, because everything is possible. Now, you know, have you ever felt like you're doing all the right things, but something isn't shifting? That gets really frustrating, doesn't it? And what if healing wasn't a slow linear climb, but a quantum leap? Because it is. And I'm hoping that after our episode today, that I'm going to be able to show you the possibilities. And, you know, the last thing to remember, what if your body is not failing you? What if it's responding to an outdated energetic instruction? These are all important questions, because we're at a precipice of changing the way healing occurs and what healing truly is. So healing isn't just physical repair, it's an energetic coherence. And what we mean by that is everything is energy, okay? What you're witnessing in my surroundings, my office, and myself are just denser versions of energy. If you were to put myself and everything you see in my office underneath a high power microscope, you're going to see it vibrating. That is energy and frequency, but we're just denser versions. And when frequency and energy is denser, this is how we're able to see it. We see it because it takes form. Now, what about those things like your thoughts, your beliefs, the words that you say to yourself, your emotions, whether or not you dealt with them, whether or not you're connected to your body or not? These are all energies as well, yet they are less dense and they're more like radio waves. So they are frequencies, and they're vibrating just like we are vibrating in a heavier denseness. And they have a lot of play into how we create our life. So remember, healing isn't just physical repair, it's energetic coherence. And, you know, we talk about in the metaphysical world, your higher potential. Your higher potential isn't a future version of yourself. It's a frequency you can access now. It's like the new future is not moving forward, it's moving upward. Okay, so your frequency is something that you could activate and raise your vibration and frequency and give you into a different and place you into a different version of yourself. Just remember this. You are not here to fix yourselves. You're here to remember who you are. And I think that there's so many people out there that think that they need to fix themselves. And when I fix myself, I'll be better and so on and so forth. Well, I'm going to call baloney on that, because I don't believe that is true. So let's look at a couple of things. What does quantum healing really mean? When you think of quantum healing, what comes to mind for you? Are you feeling curious or maybe skeptical? And if you're either or, that's fine. What if energy isn't woo, but simply information, frequency, and intention? Quantum healing equals working with the energy field and consciousness, not just the symptoms. And the difference is that the traditional model of healing is matter creates energy, whereas the quantum model is energy informs matter. So it's a whole different, it's almost flipped on itself. The old way is matter creates energy, but that's not true. Energy informs matter. You still need both, but the interaction of how it's occurring is different. You have to remember that the body is a receiver and transmitter, and occasionally responding to signals. And those signals could be anything from your thoughts, your emotions, your beliefs, or your environment. When you think of the word healing, a lot of people have different definitions of what that looks like. And I'm just going to share this definition with you. Healing is the process of returning to alignment, not chasing perfection. It's really all about alignment, and I think many of us forget that. It's really that simple. Alignment is way different, but we try to think that it's something different, hop out of our bodies, out of the flow of who we are, into thinking that, okay, we need to figure this out, we need to make something happen, we need to do, instead of it's more of a being. It's about allowing, receiving, and allowing the flow so you could be more in alignment. So when we change the field, we change the body's instructions. So let's talk a little bit more about the body as a quantum field. It's actually your energy in a blueprint, okay? So think about this. What if your symptoms are less about what's wrong and more about what's out of alignment? That's like a mic drop showstopper right there, because there's not something wrong with you. You might be just out of alignment with who you truly are, okay? Have you ever walked into a room and felt the energy instantly? This is about feeling and allowing that innate wisdom that we all have to be our North Star or guidance reference. And what if your body is responding to your frequency more than your words? So that's an interesting one too, because how many times are you able to listen to somebody and what they're saying and actually who they are two different things? And I feel that as more and more of us awaken, we're going to become more and more discerning with that and being able to determine what is real, what is not real, what is AI, what is not AI, and what is real and what is bullshit, basically. So we're at an exciting time in humanity's evolution where what you see is what you get, and people don't need to say anything. Their energy is going to speak volumes before anything that comes out of their mouth, okay? The energy field, what we call our aura or biofield, is the first layer of the body. Many issues begin energetically before they show up physically, okay? Case in point, if you look at an iceberg, we could see the physical body of the iceberg that's floating above the water, but below that surface, you have no idea how big the remaining part of that iceberg is because it can't be seen. Same thing is about the energy of beyond the physicality. Below the surface of the iceberg, and they could be the emotional, mental, spiritual I'm going to say ancestral, dimensional, ancestral components are there that are running and moving the physical part of the iceberg that you could see. A lot of times we don't have the awareness of what this is because we're maybe unconscious to it, but yes, it does run the show. Chronic patterns often have energetic roots. They're like unsolved emotional imprints. They can be due to nervous system dysregulation, and there's a lot of buzz around that these days because everybody's been in chronic stress mode for way too long that people consider that the norm, which really is not. So our nervous system has become dysregulated, and we're constantly firing on stress, stress, stress. Another thing, chronic patterns, you know, that have energetic roots are inherited belief codes. You know, oh, it runs in our family, so I'm going to get it. I invite you to not take that on as your own, because just because it runs in your family doesn't mean that that's the doom and gloom that you create for yourselves. Yeah, if you focus on that, you probably will. So it's making you aware of it, but not you focusing on it so much that you create it. And also, chronic patterns often show up as energy roots, as trauma stored in the body. So it could be, it's no wonder why so many people have PTSD and those type of issues, because it's trauma that's stored in our body. Part of our soul is fractured off and stuck in another time and place, and that's running the show as well. Quantum healing actually helps you work upstream, where change is faster and more elegant. So quantum healing, what we mean by upstream, it's about really allowing ourselves to be in the flow of life, allow ourselves to be brave and courageous enough to take a deeper dive into what's below the surface of our iceberg, that is us, and to hopefully be enlightened and delighted and also shift into some changes. So remember, matter is the last place healing shows up. Energy is where it starts. So if you're enjoying our show today, I invite you to like, subscribe, and share on your favorite listening platforms. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, your host. And when we share this information, you just never know who else needs to hear what is being said. So please do that. We're going to talk about this. We talked about the energetic body, but we're going to talk about dormant healing codes and DNA activation. And I'm going to try to keep this as simple as possible, because a lot of times we make this way more complicated than is necessary. So I got a question for you. What if your DNA isn't a fixed destiny, but a responsive library? And what if the miracle you're seeking is actually a code awaiting to be activated? Are you willing to release the identity of struggle? DNA potential is just not biology. It holds memory and possibility. Dormant healing codes are the parts of you that respond to safety, love, coherence, intention, spiritual alignment, and the body is designed to heal when it receives the correct conditions. And those conditions are a calm nervous system, high frequency emotions, stable energy field, and an aligned belief system. What I want you to remember before we go off to our break, your body isn't against you. It's obeying your deepest programming. So we're going to head off to our first break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, your host. And when we come back, we're going to go into more talking points about quantum healing and higher potential. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking about quantum healing and higher potential today on our show. And before break, we were talking about the importance of our energy and the whole concept of healing isn't really linear. It's more of a conceptual thing. And it's more of, you know, when people talk about, oh, I'm moving forward, it's like a linear thing that's going forward in front of us. But really moving forward is moving upward. It's like ascending up to a different frequency and vibration. So when we are healing ourselves, we are really moving into a different viewpoint, a different possibility. It's about, it's more about frequency and alignment than it is about just the physical body. That's, yes, the physical body is important, but it's way more than that. So we're going to talk more about, quantum healing and, the importance of the things that we need to know that, so we're going to be able to create more of that and more of those opportunities in our lives. I'm going to ask you this. Are you trying to heal in the same frequency that created the imbalance? Or do you believe you have to suffer to earn transformation? You know, this is where vibration and coherence come together, and it usually is a missing link in healing. Okay. The important thing is to realize that we all have an energetic signature, and this is a frequency that is shaped by our thoughts, our emotional state, our words. Yes, words, the things we say to ourselves in the quiet of our mind, but also how we communicate out in the external world. Our patterns and what you consume, and what we mean not by what you put into your physical body, but, you know, what you consume, like the media, people, and environments. So those are frequencies and vibrations as well, as along with the food. And sometimes we need to take a diet and look at our diet of what we're consuming in our social media. Maybe we're hanging out with people that aren't really the best for us, or maybe we're in a toxic environment, you know, might be work or a home environment, or even toxic, you know, relationships. These are all things that shape our frequency and, you know, kind of are involved with our frequency and our energies. So when coherence creates healing momentum, what happens is this: your heart and brain are aligned. They're playing nicely in the sandbox. They're not fighting each other, okay? Your body signals become clearer. So you're more in your body and you're able to have a better relationship with yourself, your physical body. In my career as a nurse practitioner, and I'm in surgery, most of my nursing life is like, I could see energy around people. And it's very interesting how when people come into the surgery suite, I could see energy, and it's like their energy field around their head is really large and around their body is small. So it's just like they're thinking, they're worried, they're stressed. And, you know, I do my best to stand at the foot of the bed and just touch the person, or just energetically pull that energy into their bodies, because so often they become so disconnected from their bodies. And I see this in surgery, but I know this is true throughout life as well. People disconnect themselves from their body, and it's time for us to really merge the two together so they play nicely in the sandbox. I digress. So also, what helps create healing momentum with coherence is that your intuition strengthens. Has anybody noticed how you're more intuitive now than probably you've ever been? There's no mistake about that. We're evolving over time, and the frequencies that are out in the universe are helping you with yourself strengthening those gifts that you probably have that are being awakened. And also, inflammation and stress response reduce over time. So when you're more in a coherent state, this is where the healing momentum comes. And we are in a lot of inflammation times. I'm going to call it that for lack of a better description, because I know I have inflammation in my body as well. And I'm constantly realigning myself so that I could have less of that, so I could have a better functioning body. And what I'll tell you is that when you start making those alterations and you become more aligned with your energy, core energy and frequency, it's like that stuff will go away. It'll kind of shed off of you, and also help you become more aware of what's going to be working for you and what's not going to be working for you across the board, what you eat, relationships, work, yada, yada, yada. You just know it, because it's not just a one area. It's a matrix. Everything is interconnected in ways you have no idea. So incoherence creates confusion in the body. Coherence creates clarity. So I just want to leave you with this question. Where are you incoherent in your life? Okay. So let's talk about some practical tools that we could help use to raise our frequency in real life. So what would shift if you treated your energy like it matters? And what if your healing is less about effort and more about alignment? So, you know, one of the most important things when we talk about quantum tools is setting an intention. And an intention is a command. You might want to say, body, show me the next step. Or, body, where am I out of alignment? And just listen to what is happening. And I mean, listen not with your ears, but listen with your body. Your body, there's like a somatic response sometimes in certain areas when you ask your body, show me the next step. Maybe you get a stomach ache, and maybe that's where you need to go and have a dialogue with your body as to why there's a stomach ache. Okay, that's for another time, place, and show, but that's what we're talking about. It's more like body talk type of stuff, and there's programs out there that do that. Intention as a command. So I choose coherence, I choose health. That's your intention. We talk about energetic hygiene on my show all the time because I believe it's essential. It's like taking a shower every day. So it's like daily clearing. It's like breathing and visualization, taking deep breaths. How often do we shallow breathe and we're not really engaging the breath in our body? When we take a deep breath, you are actually anchoring yourself more into your physical body than if you do a shallow breath, okay? Visualization is important too, because what you focus your attention on, you create. So I think more so than anything, what we focus on creates almost instantaneously before the thought is even complete. I know I've had witness to that. So it's being very mindful of what you are putting out into the world, because it's almost like the world is your genie. What you say is their command, and they will create it. Salt baths and shower release. You know, I'm not really a bath person, but what I found helpful is when I take a shower is grab a handful of Epsom salt. And before I lather up, I start from my head and I just kind of put that Epsom salt all around my body, through my body, and rinse it off, because Epsom salt will pull off a lot of negative stuck energy that's there. And it's a great way to release anything that is not yours and provide a clean slate when you wash up and go out into the world. Cord cutting with compassion. Now, for those who don't know what cord cutting is cutting the things that bind people to each other that are no longer necessary. And it might be ending a relationship where physically you've ended, but energetically it's still there. And it's about doing it with compassion. I might have to do an episode on that, because that's a really good topic. The other thing is repatterning our language. You know, there's books out there, and it's The Power of Words, and, you know, there's other books out there as well. It's about being aware of your words. Words have vibrations and frequencies. When we say I'm trying, it's like, it's, you know, almost like, well, if that happens, great. I'm choosing. That's different. Do you feel the energetic difference there? One is more high vibrating and you're setting an intention to move forward. Trying, it's like you're kind of in the muck and you're going to see if you could get out, but you can't. And replace I'm broken with I'm recalibrating. Just feel those words, broken. And then feel recalibrating. You could feel the difference in the frequency of the words. Choose a better one. Another one that I see a lot is I'm enough. And I invite you to change that to I'm plenty. Enough is just, you know, I just have the bare minimum. And it's like almost a lack type of thing, where plenty is like a cornucopia and it is higher vibrating. So, you know, what you can do too is just take one step today, okay? One aligned choice today equals a timeline shift. So remember, your healing isn't waiting on a miracle. It's waiting on alignment. So we're going to be going on our next break, but I want to leave you with a couple of questions. What if you could access the version of you that already knows how to heal? And what if high potential is not self-improvement, but self-remembrance? When we come back, we're going to take a little dive into that before we step into a guided meditation. And if you're at a point in your life where you feel like you need more support, please reach out. I'm here to help you, and you can find more information about my offerings on my website, drdoloresfazzino.com. It's a time where it's time to move through this, and you don't have to do it alone. I'm here to help you. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll dive into more talking points.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking today about quantum healing and higher potential. And before we went on break, we were talking about timelines and higher potential and how we could, you know, create those for our lives. So, you know, we talked about, and I left you with this question, what if you could access the version of you that already knows how to heal? Well, timelines are simply this. Every choice we make sends us into a different outcome stream. That's where free will comes, okay? There might be, you know, a topic or something we want to create, then it has different timelines depending on what we choose to do. Okay. So when we're able to pick and choose a different timeline, the outcome becomes different. Okay. So healing becomes faster when you stop repeating old emotional realities. So say for an example that, oh, you know, you say every time I do this, it all always happens the same. It's never going to change. Okay, that's a timeline. So I invite you to be brave and courageous and just say, no, this time this is going to be different and I'm going to choose this instead and allow myself to step into a different experience. And a lot of times this will happen. You'll have a different experience. It's about, I'm not saying bypassing an old way, but it's like jumping a timeline. Healing becomes faster when you stop repeating old emotional realities. And I think sometimes we all get stuck in this trap that, you know, it's like the same replaying record, broken record, as you used to call it, for those of us who remember turntables and stuff like that. The record would skip and it would just, you know, do the same thing over and over. It's about taking the needle and moving it beyond that that loop, that, you know, on the broken record. So another thing that's important is identity work matters. Don't just change your habits, change who you're being, okay? So I think a lot of times, you know, January is notorious for New Year's resolutions. Oh, yeah, and I'm going to, you know, do this, and I'm going to start working out, and it, you know, by week three, it just goes pitter, 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 and back to where it was before. It's about when you change your habit, I invite you to change who you are being, because if you're changing your habit, but you're not changing who you were in that habit, you're going to just go, you know, resort back to that old habit and that old emotional reality. It's about shifting not only the outer, but it's the inner that matters too. Remember, change who you are being. Higher potential isn't a better you. What higher potential is the truest you without distortion. Okay? And I'm going to repeat that. Higher potential isn't a better you. It's the truest you without distortion. Just remember, you don't attract what you want. You attract what you are. So if this episode is opening something inside of you, please like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show. You never know who needs permission to believe in healing again. So we're going to segue into one of my favorite parts of my show is the guided meditation. And I love putting these together because it does tie the loose ends up where you could actually have a experiential process or experience, so the information becomes yours. So with that in mind, we're going to be doing quantum healing activation, awakening your higher potential. So I just invite you all just to take a moment and get comfortable where you're not going to be disturbed for about the next 8 minutes or so or less. And just allow your body to be supported, whether you're sitting or lying down. And as you settle, gently close your eyes or soften your gaze. Now, take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and exhale through the mouth. Again, inhale and exhale. One more time, inhale deeply and exhale fully. Now allow your breath to return to a natural rhythm. And just notice that you are here, in this moment, in this body, in this sacred space. So bring your awareness to the crown of your head and slowly sweep your attention down like a warm wave of light and relax the forehead, soften the jaw, unclench the tongue from the roof of the mouth, drop your shoulders, let the chest soften, and release the belly. Now bring one hand to your heart and one to your lower abdomen. And just feel your body receiving your touch. Feel your body registering safety. and whisper inwardly, "It is safe to heal." It is safe to receive. Your body is listening. Your field is responding. Now imagine that all around you there is a field. An intelligent field. A living field of energy and information. This is the quantum field. It contains infinite potential, infinite timelines, infinite outcomes. And right now, you are gently stepping into that field consciously. Visualize your body surrounded by a soft, luminous light, like a glowing cocoon. This light is your energy field. And with every breath, it becomes clearer, stronger, more coherent. Inhale and draw light into your field. Exhale and expand it gently outward. Again, inhale light and exhale expansion. Now see this field around you forming a smooth, radiant sphere. And silently affirm, I am energy. I am consciousness. I am healing intelligence. Now bring your attention back to your heart and feel the gentle warmth under your hand. Imagine the heart glowing, emerald green or golden or pure white. Whatever color comes naturally is perfect. Now breathe in through your heart and breathe out through your heart. Again, inhale and exhale, heart. As you do this, allow one elevated frequency to enter your heart. Perhaps love, gratitude, peace, faith, calm. Pick one that your body wants most today. Now breathe that frequency into every cell as if your heart is a tuning fork, bringing your entire system into harmony. Now, imagine a brilliant stream of light entering through the crown of your head, a divine, intelligent light. It moves down through the brain, through your throat, through heart, through into your solar section, your solar plexus, your sacral, your root, and it anchors deep into the ground. Now you are a living bridge, heaven and earth, energy and matter, spirit and body. And now visualize this light moving into your cells, into the spaces between your cells, and now even deeper into the nucleus of every cell, into your DNA. And just imagine your DNA strands as shimmering spirals of light. Some parts glow bright, and some parts feel dim or dormant. Now speak inwardly, slowly, with authority. I call forth my highest healing codes now. I activate my original blueprint of wholeness. I give my body permission to recalibrate. And just repeat to yourself, I choose the timeline of healing. I choose the timeline of vitality. I choose the timeline of clarity and peace. Now imagine your energy field receiving this command like a perfect signal. The signal becomes structure. The structure becomes form. And just know now you could slowly come back to this room and just feel your body now and feel the space you're in. And let your energy field seal with light, smooth and strong. As you take one more deep breath in and return to this room. And we're going on our next break for our show, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we'll just wrap it up for our episode. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I hope you enjoyed that really yummy and delicious guided meditation. I just want to remind you that you don't need more time. You don't need more proof. You need alignment. And if your soul is whispering yes, trust it. This is your moment, your timeline. This is your healing. And I just, as a reminder, just to please like, share, and subscribe to our show, the Dr. Dolores Show. You can find us on many different platforms, listening platforms, whatever your favorite ones are, because that helps us with our algorithm and gets the word out to many people. And if you're ready to go deeper, and if you're tired of surface level solutions and want real transformation, I invite you to work with me in a private session. You could go to my website. I have availability, drdoloresfazzino.com under sessions. I would love to be able to support you on your healing and ascension journey. So we talked a lot today about quantum healing and higher potential. And, you know, some of the things I want to really put together as takeaways is that, remember, you are not broken. You are programmable. That means your body is responding to energetic instructions, beliefs, emotions, nervous system patterns, and environmental frequencies. When the signal changes, the body can change. And also, quantum healing begins in the field, not in the flesh. Energy doesn't start at a symptomatic level. It begins in your energy field. When you have the symptoms, this means that this has been going on long before that. Transform the field and the physical often follows. Coherence is the medicine. When your heart, mind, body align into one steady frequency, your system stops fighting itself. Your energy becomes clear and your healing becomes easier. Remember, your DNA is a living library of potential. You are not limited to the past programming, inherited patterns, or old timelines. Your biology responds to consciousness, and you can activate new outcomes. And remember, lastly, higher potential is not a future version of you. It's a frequency you can access right now. The healed version of you isn't waiting someday. She exists, or he exists, as a timeline, and you align to his or her frequency through intention, belief, embodiment, and energetic choice. So just remember this. Quantum healing is not about chasing perfection. It's about returning to your original design, wholeness. Your body is not betraying you. It's actually communicating with you. And when you stop resisting the messages, you stop being at war with yourself. And remember, healing doesn't always require more effort. Sometimes it requires more truth, more presence, more coherence, more willingness to release the identity of struggle. So today, let this be your permission slip. You don't have to heal through hardship. You don't have to earn your wellness. You don't have to suffer to evolve. Your system is designed for restoration, and your highest potential is not out there. It's already within you, waiting for your yes. May your healing unfold with grace. May your energy arise with ease, and may you remember you are infinite. So just remember this. You don't need a new body. You need a new signal. When you change the frequency, the body remembers how to heal. Shift the field and the body follows. So, you know, we talked a lot about healing today and quantum healing, and I believe this is where the new healing is going to happen. So have a blessed and amazing day, and we'll catch you next week. And just know that you are doing a good job. I love, value, and appreciate you. And just remember in your world that whatever you do, you are worth it. So stay tuned. See you next year. Peace out. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.